With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be talking with Martha Oakes, who is the curator at the Cape Ann Museum. Some really special things going on at the museum this summer. There's always something special going on. But Martha, first of all, welcome to MSO.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be with you.
You know, I do want to have a sort of a kind of an overlook of the museum itself, because it's an absolutely spectacular place. But the reason I'm calling specifically is about an exhibit that is underway right now that's ongoing during the summer, and it's called the Stuart Davis Exhibit. Now, I'm certainly familiar with Fitzhenry Lane, but I don't know anything about Stuart Davis. So please, before we talk about that, give me a little bit about your background, and then we'll talk about the exhibit.
Sure. Well, I'm the chief curator here at the Cape Ann Museum, and as you know, we're a museum devoted to the history and culture and arts of the Cape Ann region. We feature special exhibits and permanent exhibits throughout the year that explore the history over the past 400 plus years. And myself and my team are responsible for researching and installing various exhibitions like the Stuart Davis exhibit that we have on display now.
I think the interesting thing about this is that it is you have the paintings located in the same venue as the Fitzhenry Lane exhibit.
Yep. So we one highlight of our collection are the works by Fitzhenry Lane, who was of course born and worked here in Gloucester in the 1840s and 50s, and they take up one large gallery in our exhibition, and we have a small space in the center of that gallery where we put changing exhibitions that explore works by other artists with connections to this area. So that's where the Stuart Davis is, right smack in the middle of the 19th century paintings by Fitzhenry Lane.
Fantastic. I took my grandson a while back. He was 8 years old, and he was, of all the things in the museum, he was most fascinated by the Fitzhenry Lane exhibit, because he actually lives on the fort, and it's such an amazing, it's almost like looking in, walking into the past, knowing what's here in the present. Tell me a little bit about the Stuart Davis exhibit.
Well, Stuart Davis is a major 20th century American abstract painter. He lived from 1892 to 1964. And he visited Gloucester numerous times between 1917 and the late 1940s. And he was working from the same material that our friend Fitzhenry Lane was, looking mm-hmm. at what the working waterfront looked like between 1915 and the 1940s, what the back shore looked like, what the buildings and the boats looked like. And it's wonderful to see his interpretation of all that compared with Fitzhenry Lane's from 70 years before.
Great idea. How did the Cape Ann Museum procure this exhibit?
We have a sketchbook of drawings that Stuart Davis did here in the 1920s and 30s, and we started with that. And then working with Stuart Davis's son, who lives in New Jersey, we were able to borrow photographs that Stuart Davis and his wife took here in Gloucester. And adding to the drawings and the photographs are four paintings, which we borrowed from institutions across the country and from a private collector. So a combination of our things, things from the Davis family, and then things from other museums and collectors.
How long did it take to put something like this together?
Something like that takes about a year. It can be slow sometimes borrowing from other organizations. There's also sort of a process you need to go through in mm-hmm. order to borrow. So about a year.
Okay. And this exhibit is ongoing until when?
Until Columbus Day weekend, so October 16th.
Okay. And now a little bit in general about the Cape Ann Museum itself. It's located right next to City Hall, that I know. But tell me a little bit about the history, because you've done a major renovation over the last couple of years. There are ongoing events outdoors as well as indoors all the time. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on this summer?
Sure. So our headquarters is right in downtown Gloucester at 27 Pleasant Street, and that's where the Stuart Davis exhibition is, as well as this summer's blockbuster exhibit of works by Edward Hopper. We also do programming and educational programs here in this building. We have a second satellite campus, which is located up on Poplar Street, where Route 128 comes into Gloucester, and that has an outdoor component where we hold programming that's better suited to be you know, in a big field outside, and it also has a small exhibition area where we do sort of focused exhibits also. So there's a lot going on. It's all detailed on our website, so people can pick and choose what they'd like to do.
All right, we will link to the website. Before I let you go, I have to comment on the sculpture, the mini sculpture. It's a mini sculpture, but it's a mini sculpture compared to the real thing of St. Michael Walker Hancock created. I think when I first went into the Cape Ann Museum, it just awed me. It stunned me how beautiful that thing is. And then my daughter went to school in Drexel in Philadelphia, which is right near the train station, where the real sculpture is.
Mm-hmm.
And we visited that, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, but I got goosebumps right now. That is an amazing, amazing exhibit, honest to goodness.
Yep, that is a wonderful piece in our collection. It's a real visitor favorite that we find visitors of all ages admiring from all different angles, from down below, from up top. You know, it's a wonderful piece.
Absolutely. All right, anything else, Martha, you'd like to mention about the museum?
No, but thank you very much. It was great to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Martha Oakes, who is the chief curator at the Cape Ann Museum, talking in particular about the Stuart Davis exhibit that is ongoing through Columbus Day. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.